Hi, my name is Harlem, and you are listening to Fresh Ubuntu. This is episode number 32. Thank you for joining me, and it's good to be back. Let me see, we have so much to cover today. We have this week coming up is the next release of Ubuntu, that is Ubuntu 7.04. Of course, Kubuntu and Zubuntu will also have their own 7.04 as well, along with Edubuntu. This podcast is going to cover basically what is new in Feisty and what I'm going to recommend for you to do. With that, thank you again for joining me. The spring sun here in Oregon has turned into, of course, Oregon sunshine. For those of you not living in Oregon, Oregon sunshine is rain. And we, around this time of year, at least I do, kind of get sick of the rain. We've had 6 or so months of gray skies, cold weather, and we're ready for some sun around here. We had a little bit earlier, maybe a few weeks back, some nice weather in the 70s, but that has now gone. I understand that it's kind of snowing in the east. That isn't all that great either, but at least it's not rain. Some tragic news. That it just happened yesterday. Some folks over at Virginia Tech, 33 folks have lost their lives, including the gunman. I'd just like to take a moment of silence for those victims of the Virginia Tech massacre. And I'll just take a few moments of silence. And I thank you for participating with me. All right. So moving right along, we have, again, a lot of things to cover about Feisty. I have a new package this week, very interesting package for those of you who are into genealogy and ancestry. I got a new command line command of the week, very useful if you are into that, into reading log files and everything. So thank you again for joining me, and I'll be back in one moment. And first up in the news, Ubuntu is asking for widespread testing of the following CDs and DVD images, which are considered for final release, specifically for Ubuntu and Edubuntu CDs, Ubuntu and Edubuntu DVDs, as well as Kubuntu CDs and DVDs. The images, of course, can be found at cdimage.ubuntu.com. And for the testing instructions, you can check the MD5 sums at wiki.ubuntu.com/testing/MD5sums. And you can follow the test procedures described at the wiki. The URL is wiki.ubuntu.com/testing/install methods. And you can post the results at the link provided on the show notes at freshubuntu.org or freshubuntu.com. You can also join the IRC at /ubuntu-ISO on Freenode to coordinate testing. A big thanks from the Ubuntu community if you participate. Next up in the news is the magazine Full Circle, which is a new magazine for Ubuntu, is officially published. And you can get that at fullcirclemagazine.org, all one word and spelled just like it sounds. I've downloaded the magazine and it looks pretty good. They give you a short synopsis of the past editions of the distros, Warty Warthog, Breezy Badger, Dapper Drake, Edgy Eft, and they give you a nice, very nice preview of the upcoming Feisty Fawn Ubuntu 7.04. It's a very well put together, professionally produced magazine. Of course, it is issue number 0. Again, you can find that at the URL at fullcirclemagazine.org. Or you can go to the show notes for that link. And finally, with all the hype around Feisty Fawn, there's just one little thing that we need to introduce, and that is the next release of Ubuntu. Scheduled for release in October 2007, It will be codenamed Gutsy Gibbon. Reading straight from the list, it says, some folks would say that any monkey can install Ubuntu, and sadly, other folks would say that many have. But the Gibbon will take easy installation to a whole new level with an unattended installation infrastructure in ubiquity that makes it trivial to roll out Ubuntu desktops across an organization while getting on with other more complicated stuff such as Windows Service Pack installations on legacy desktop. While Ubuntu is by no means the 800-pound gorilla in the server game, the Gibbon will show that lean and mean count for something. Agility of deployment together with integrated management will be a focus for the Ubuntu server team. Gutsy will not be an LTS release, but it will nonetheless see a lot of server work and be useful for fast-moving server deployments. Look forward to that coming out in October 2007. Before I get started, I have one errata that I need to fix quite promptly. I just want to issue a very humble apology to the University of Florida Gators and their fans, where I misannounced that they were the Florida State folks. This was brought up to my attention by William Davis, a big fan of Florida teams in general, but I did misspeak, and that errata should now be erased. And again, congratulations to the University of Florida Gators, who won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. And again, I apologize for that little mistake. Well, not little if you're from Florida, and if you're a Florida Gators fan. I do know how that goes, because up here in Oregon, there really is only two college teams. That is the Oregon State Beavers and the University of Oregon Ducks. And although I cannot say that I am a huge University of Oregon Ducks fan, as I did some post-bac work at Oregon State University, which makes me by default a Beavers fan, though I did not go to Oregon State for my 4 years of college. I went somewhere else. If you're curious, I went to Willamette University, and we are proudly the Bearcats of Willamette University. In any event, I do humbly apologize to the University of Florida men's basketball team, the Gators, and apologize to all you University of Florida fans. So, that much on that. I can't say this will never happen again, but I will say that if it is caught, I will apologize promptly and take back what I said. Well, that's going to do it for the news this week. I hope you download that new magazine out. It's really quite good, very professionally produced, and quite impressed. And before we go any further, I just want to announce that the Ubuntu Live Conferences here in Portland is now open for registrations. And that will be held on July 22nd through the 24th, 2007, again in Portland, Oregon. Several speakers will be on hand. Of those speakers, Jeff Waugh from GNOME and Waugh Partners, Tim O'Reilly from O'Reilly Media, and Martin Mikos from MySQL AB. If you want to visit the site, it's at ubuntulive.com. Among the topics that they will be exploring at Ubuntu Live are using Ubuntu at the edge of the network, Ubuntu in small and medium businesses, Ubuntu in the NGO nonprofit sector, high-performance computing, Ubuntu community contributions, developing economies, Ubuntu in education, Ubuntu-based appliances and products, including point of sale, mobile, scientific research, banking, and other verticals, and, of course, other Ubuntu derivatives. It is open for registration. To attend the conferences and tutorials, if you apply between April 4th and June 4th, will cost $745, that's U.S. After that, it will be $895. If you just want to attend the conference sessions only, it will only cost you $645 between April 4th and June 4th. After that, it will go up to $795 for the tutorials only, which are going to be on July 24th. It will only cost you $195. At the early price, after June 4th, it will go up to $245 to gain entrance into the exhibit hall, and only the exhibit hall. It is free for everyone. And that's a pretty darn good price, as we say around here. There you have it. You can go to ubuntulive.com for more information. I'll have the link in the show notes, and you can register online, or you can print out a PDF and mail it to them. I am hoping to be there. If you recognize me through the picture on my website, please don't hesitate to come up to me and say hello. If you listen to my podcast, I would love to meet you, and hope to have a very good time up there. I've just got to come up with that registration fee. I hope to meet you up there at Ubuntu Live, July 22nd to the 24th in Portland, Oregon. Anyway, thank you for joining me, and let's go on to our package of the week. This week's package is a package that was suggested to me by a listener named Adrian, and he suggested Gramps, and Gramps is a package that helps you track your family tree, and this is straight off their wiki. It allows you to store, edit, and research genealogical data with your computer. Gramps attempts to provide all the common capabilities of other genealogical programs, but more importantly, to provide an additional capability of integration not common to those programs. This is the ability to input any bit of information directly into Gramps and rearrange, manipulate any and all data events in the entire database in any order or sequence to assist the user in doing research, analysis, and correlation with the potential of filling relationship gaps. Among its features, you have 9 different views for navigating your family. You can have a list of people, the relationship of those people, a family list, your pedigree, an events view, a sources view, places, media, and repository views. You can bookmark individuals for quick access. You have the ability to use custom filters. You can link any media or file type to your Gramps family tree. Just copy or link it. You have privacy options allowing restrictions of any information marked with this option. Of any information, you have multiple calendars and date ranges that are supported. And it comes in multiple languages. Translations exist for 15 languages and designed so that new translations can easily be added with little development effort. And it also features full Unicode support. Characters for all languages are properly displayed. You can print reports, has a nice set of tools, merge, combine, Soundex generator, and supports several types of file formats, including GEDCOM import and export, Gramps package import and export, of course. You can export to a CD burner, or you can have a web family tree export, WFT export, as they say. It has a very active community, and if you wish to get involved, you can do so at the wiki. And I will post that in the show notes as well. Gramps, for those of you who are wondering about your ancestry, your genealogy, this is the package recommendation by Adrian. Thank you very much, Adrian, for pointing this package out to me. Very nice package, and it's mature. You can download this through Synaptics, and it has the Gramps 2.2.6 in there as well, provided you have the repositories open, the proper repositories checked off. And if you want to check to see if you have the proper repositories, just go to Administration, Software Sources, and it will tell you if you have the proper repositories checked off. So there you have it. Gramps, for those of you who are wondering about your family tree. looks like it's finally going to come out. Dateline London, April 16th, 2007. Canonical Limited, the commercial sponsor of Ubuntu, announced the availability of Ubuntu 7.04 Desktop Edition on April 19th. So let's check out some of the features in the new Ubuntu 7.04 Desktop Edition. First of all, it has a Windows migration tool, and this tool recognizes Internet Explorer bookmarks, Firefox favorites, desktop wallpaper, AOL IM and Yahoo IM contacts, and imports them all into Ubuntu during installation. It's easier, faster migration for new users of Ubuntu and individuals wanting to run a dual boot system. You also have a guided wizard for installing multimedia codecs not shipped with Ubuntu. As many of you know, sometimes we don't get all the multimedia codecs, and we have to kind of circumvent the system using things such as Automatics or Easy Ubuntu. This time, you have a guided wizard, and it gives users a safe way, an easy way, to view music and videos. You can now have plug-and-play network sharing with Avahi. It allows users to automatically discover and join a wireless network to share music, find printers, and more. You get the best of the open source world. It's got the Linux 2.6.20 kernel, the most recent GNOME 2.18 desktop environment. Again, the myriad of packages available to you in the repositories are also available on Feisty as well. I was also looking at their new disk usage analyzer, and it looks like they've kind of upgraded the look quite nicely. They've integrated the graphical interface to it a little bit more, much like KDE's disk usage analyzer. You can see files and segments all in a graphical format, bunch of other things. From what I hear, it will be much easier to install, much easier to get those MP3s and videos to play on your Ubuntu system. And I'm looking forward to this one. I will be doing a dist upgrade this time instead of a fresh installation, just to give it a try. Now, warning to those of you who are wanting to install it the day of or even the day after, it will probably take you quite a while to do that. Server capacities, bandwidth, and all that aside, it may take you upwards of 24 hours. So just be warned. Don't be surprised if it does take you that long. I know it's been that way for the past releases. Anyway, just don't let it surprise you. So I'll be doing a dist upgrade and a podcast on how that goes as well. Ubuntu 7.04 will be maintained for 18 months as per usual, unlike Dapper Drake, which was an LTS, i.e. long-term support release, which Dapper Drake will be supported for 3 years as of 6.06 or June 2006, 3 years from that date. However, if you require support, you can go to the Ubuntu community, which has a thriving community, especially in the forums and other places as well. If you require additional support with service guarantees, you can contact Canonical Limited and its service partners. All right. Looking forward to Ubuntu Feisty Fawn 7.04. It will be out, according to the Ubuntu website, on April 19th. Okay, now it's time for the command line command of the week, and we have a nice little trick that'll clean out the contents of a file, but it won't remove the file itself, especially with log files. Log files, of course, log data, things that are happening currently to your system. It watches your system and makes an entry in a log file, and those can become huge, and the data in there can become inconsequential or moot after a certain date. Well, you can remove all that stuff if you don't want it, but without deleting the file, you can use the cat command, and that command is cat, C-A-T, dev/null. That's /dev/null. And you can direct that output to your file. And what this does is /dev/null is actually nothing. There's nothing in there. What you're actually doing is take what is in /dev/null and put it inside your log file. Essentially, it will clear out everything in that log file, but keep that log file intact for that log file to still be used by your system. Once again, the command line is cat, C-A-T, space, /dev/null, space, the greater than symbol, and then another space, and then the name of the file you wish to clear the contents of. So there you have it, this week's command line command of the week, especially useful to those system administrators who probably already know that command, or even budding system administrators who wish to learn more about it, about system administration. There you go. There you have it. Your command line command of the week, cat/dev/null. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up. I had a lot of things to report on today. The introduction of the next release of Ubuntu, codenamed Gutsy Gibbon. Again, if you really want to help out with the final testing, you can go to the show notes. They need a lot of help for that final release, especially for Ubuntu and Edubuntu, as well as Kubuntu CDs and DVDs. I'm looking forward to Feisty. Again, I said I'm going to do a dist upgrade. I know the last time when I did when I upgraded to Edgy, I did a fresh installation and I wiped the hard drive clean, and that turned out to be probably the best way to do it. But this time I'm going to try the dist upgrade just to see how that works, and look forward to reporting on that very soon. And let me see. Thank you very much for the people who have joined TipShack. TipShack, of course, is the new site for the community where they can vote on tutorials and news. There are about 30 folks registered for TipShack. And for the first 50 people, I'm going to make a post on my website at freshubuntu.org, post their screen names. And that's all I'll post, is their screen names. And I'll rank them from first all the way down to the 50th. And they will, of course, have a special place on my website. I will also send an email to the 50, if it's okay with you, letting them know that they can send me a link to whatever they want to send me, and I will also put that in the postings. You'll get your screen name and a link on my blog. Look forward to that as soon as I hit number 50. Just got, roughly 20 more to go. So if you haven't yet registered, please take 5-10 seconds out of your day to register. And then shortly after that, once I reach 50, I'll send an email out, and you can send back a link that you would like to highlight for the blog at freshubuntu.org. So far, development of the website is coming along slowly. As I said, I'd like to get a new template up on there. Still working out some of the back end stuff. It appears to me that sometimes the voting is not working correctly. Anywho, if there are those of you who are out there using TipShack, go ahead and go to the newest posts and you can vote on stuff there, or you can click on the sidebar, vote on stories, and you can do that there as well, too. So, enough about TipShack. Thank you very much for joining me. It is April. It is tax day here in the U.S. I did my taxes in January, so I don't have to worry about it. But if there are those of you who are doing it, I hope you got it out on time. One last thing. A friend of mine reminded me of Ubuntu Tuesdays, and I know you might be receiving this a little bit after Tuesday, or late on Tuesday. I just want to reiterate to you and to my listeners about Ubuntu Tuesdays. That's where we are applying the Ubuntu philosophy to everyone that we meet offline. It's not just an online thing. It can translate very nicely to the offline world. I've been faithfully doing my own Ubuntu Tuesdays, quietly, of course, since I've announced it. I was hoping to get more feedback from others. Hopefully this will prompt you to give me a little feedback about it. Okay, well, that ought to do it. The show notes are located at one of two places, at freshubuntu.com and at freshubuntu.org. My blog is at freshubuntu.org, and I will post things that I think are of value to the Ubuntu community, at least to the new users that are listening. And you can find all the links on both those two sites. Make sure to visit tipshack.com. Help out in that way for the new users if you are a veteran user of Linux or of Ubuntu. You can point to links to tutorials through links at that website. And that will do it for this week. Thank you very much for joining me. Looks like the sun is coming out here in Oregon. It is about, well, roughly about 10 a.m. on April 17th. The music this week is provided by IOTA PromoNet. Thank you once again. I will be speaking to you shortly after I install FeistyFon 7.04. One last thing. I want to do a talk shoe podcast, and this is so very important. I want to do a talk shoe podcast shortly after, maybe a couple of weeks after the release of FeistyFon, perhaps sometime in the first week of May. And let me nail it down right now. Let's get this live talk shoe, a Fresh Ubuntu podcast on May the 7th, and time to be decided. I have a lot of listeners on the East Coast as well as Western Europe, so I want to make sure I get a comfortable time for everyone to participate in. Your suggestions are welcome, of course. I'm thinking that we should have it around 4 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock. 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock on Monday, May the 7th. It'll be a chance for you to get on the podcast and for me to interact with my listeners, which I so look forward to. I want to do that. I will make further announcements on my blog at freshubuntu.org. So look forward to that. So that is it for this week. Just want to say thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Stay tuned at my blog to find out more about the Talk Shoe live podcast as well at freshubuntu.org. Again, talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.